5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank everybody for joining us around the United States. We're over 600,000 listeners. We're expanding overseas. So thanks again for sharing us with your friends and family. Today, it's a very interesting topic. According to the Federal Reserve, American household debt has hit $16.9 trillion. That's up almost $3 trillion from 2019. Being financially illiterate can lead to a number of pitfalls, such as being more likely to accumulate unsustainable debt burdens, either through poor decision-making, lack of long-term preparation. This in turn can lead to poor credit, bankruptcy, house foreclosure, and other negative consequences. The big question here is, hey, we all heard of AI. Can it help? Well, we have Mitchell Morrison. He's the founder of Eyeball Financial LLC, which is a fintech application. Now, Mitchell has more than 40 years worth of experience in the financial world. So he's an expert. He worked for companies such as E.F. Hutton, Travelers, Smith Barney, and he's been part of the Charitable Alliance Foundation. He's the current executive director and founder of the Financial Literacy Project. Morrison has appeared on numerous national television stations for his role with the World Trade Center, Miracles Foundation, and America's Ride. So, Mitchell, you got a great background. I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for being here on Saving with Steve.
I'm very happy to be here, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
So let's just get started. You know what? Debt is a gigantic thing, whether it's student debt, whether it's just creating credit card debt. You know what? Could you just talk a little bit about the challenges faced by people with debt? And then let's start talking about, you know, some of the consequences and what AI tools could actually do for helping getting people organized.
Well, AI notwithstanding, I would say budgeting and staying on track are the real time-tested formulas for not only accumulating wealth, but being able to accumulate enough wealth to where you can live comfortably, you're not always paycheck to paycheck, and you're not always struggling. And if an emergency comes up and you can't afford to pay for that amount, that's where people get in real trouble.
And we're beginning to see that more and more with the increases in inflation, cost of credit, and so on and so forth, especially with interest rates rising. So it's very, very important that people get organized with this. So let's start talking about how AI tools can help people get organized.
Well, AI tools can be helpful, but one of the tools that they're talking about and relying on is financial advice. And let me address that right off the bat. AI can't predict the future. So if you can't predict the future, how do you know what's going to go up, what's going to go down, what kind of circumstances? I'll just give you an example. Let's say AI says, a section that's very, let's say, what are the five best investments in the world? And three of the five come up as oil and gas companies. Well, all of a sudden, a earthquake hits Saudi Arabia and or a comet or whatever and wipes out all their production. Well, you would think, oh, I should get out of those stocks. No, the answer is oil is going to go to $200 a barrel. But did AI know that that was coming? So not predicting the future, we've got to look at AI as where we're at and what it can do to help us with discipline. So yes, it can tell you where you're at. It can hopefully keep you on track. Of course, a financial advisor is really pretty much doing that. One of the things that we built into our platform, we have a full financial literacy platform. So in other words, if you are confused about what a 1031 exchange is or a 1035, it's all on the Eyeballs phone app. And then, of course, you can talk to the app and get all your answers regarding your brokerage statement. So that's been very helpful because customer statements haven't really improved in 80 years. You get them either quarterly or monthly, or your financial advisor or your account gives you access to a screenshot. But sometimes people don't understand that. So we tried to make it very simple. We said, you talk to this phone, it will answer all your questions about your investments, and it'll do it automatically. So we thought that was a big help for most people. And I would like to add for the smaller investor, or what I call the regular family, you know, right now, a lot of the firms that have advisory advice, they won't even take you on with less than 500,000 under management. So you don't even get a live advisor, you get an assistant. And that's why we built the phone app, to answer all the questions for anyone, no matter how much money they had.
One of my questions I have, and this is called the Eyeball app. I know that you've also featured and tailored it to meet the needs of seniors. So could you help us understand how that's done?
Well, one of the reasons why we called it Eyeballs was to make sure you could keep your eye on the financial ball. So actually, here you're not requiring your eyes. Here you're talking to it. So if you can listen, you can get all your answers. And when the answers come through, they also come through in a text. So for older people, they get both worlds. They get a text, then they get a voice. And they can ask the same question over and over again, of course. Now, you can stare at a statement. But what typically happens with a customer statement a lot of times is they still don't understand everything on those customer statements. They have been basically categorized or described as they're confusing and people don't like them too much.
So when we're taking a look at that Eyeball app, can you tailor investment strategies? Is there ability to streamline a portfolio, especially for people who don't necessarily know how to do that? How can that help somebody?
So Eyeballs very directly does not give financial advice. Eyeballs also says, if you're asking a buying or a selling question, should I get rid of this stock? Should I buy this stock? What should I do? It'll always default to Eyeballs does not give financial advice. Your financial advisor has just been sent this message. So all those questions we capture, and we call them RIQs because we patented it, remote inquiry questions. And so the RIQ goes right to the advisor, and the advisor knows what you're thinking without even having a live conversation. And again, they can follow up immediately by just pushing a button. A message will go back through to the app and say, when's a good time for us to talk about this? So in terms of financial advice, our app is not it. It just tells you exactly where you're at 24/7, and the transparency is very helpful for both sides, the advisor side and the client side.
So what you're saying is somebody could be walking down the road and see a news report and decide, hey, that doesn't look good for my stocks. I should probably ask a question. And if the app's not going to answer it, it's going to forward it on to the advisor.
Correct. And that happens a lot. And the advisor is pleased to take that question. You know, in some instances where you fill out an investment questionnaire form at a brokerage firm, you might put down your category, which is conservative, income only, growth in income, speculative. Well, now all of a sudden someone's using the phone and asking about stocks, and their investment profile that they filled out says they're conservative. That advisor calls them up and says, hey, you can't buy stocks from me. Your category is conservative. Oh, well, I buy stocks from another person. So that way they say, oh, well, did you know you could buy them from me? So, you know, it brings everything back around. But, you know, to your question about AI, I think that AI does not have the gut feeling component to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're relying on it for financial advice, you're only going to be able to produce the data that's available to AI. And I don't know if that is enough to be accurate all the mm-hmm. time. My personal opinion, I believe AI could make mistakes.
Hey, look, Mitch, hold on right there. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with some more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Well, hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Hey, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Appreciate you sharing us with your friends and family. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to go to our YouTube channel or Apple Play, iTunes. I encourage you to subscribe to that channel, but also check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio in New York City, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Hey, if you'd like to go see the replays, you can go to savingwithsteve.us. Check out the Insiders Club because you can get guest gifts, behind the scenes information, the whole shot. So with that, I want to welcome Mitchell Morrison back to our show. Mitchell, thanks again for being here with us today.
Pleasure is all mine, Steve.
We've been talking about how AI can help people keep on track when it comes to getting out of debt. We've been talking about how AI can help somebody become more educated, not really make financial decisions, because that's why you have a broker or a financial advisor for, but to help you when you have that question, you could put it in the app. And for seniors, you know what? If you're in one of those situations, you can talk into the app. It'll give you a response. It'll also send you a text. Is that right, Mitch?
Yes, absolutely. The app that we have is interactive between advisor and client or investor. And it's ongoing. It's 24/7. So you could use it at any time during the day or night. And you could ask it any question. The interesting thing about our dashboard that goes back to the advisor is there's no real filter on it. So you could say, should I go to a movie tonight? Or, you know, who is Batman? Is Elvis still in the building? You know, whatever. And that would go to the advisor. So it's been kind of funny from time to time. There is a shutoff valve. You can disengage from what we call those RIQs and say, okay, I don't want to talk to my advisor anymore. I just want to get answers on the phone, or vice versa. If someone's being a little abusive and saying, like, using a cuss word that we don't really articulate through our AI, but we wipe that out. So,
but never even thought of that stuff. So how does one go out and get the app? But more importantly, how do they get it connected to their financial advisor or their broker?
So on the website, there's a QR code.
Could you tell us the name of that website?
Yes, eyeballsfinancial.com. And the first thing you can do if you're a little hesitant is you can ask for a demo. I recommend everybody watch. There's three videos on there. They're very helpful. Then there's a tutorial, but it's very easy. You can go to the App Store and download, or the Google Play and download eyeballsfinancial.com. And if the QR code isn't up there, it was supposed to be up by the time we had this broadcast, but send us a message. And the QR code is the fastest way to do it, because it literally only takes seconds. The other thing, though, is you got to check with your advisory firm to see if they are on board with us. So not all advisory firms are, and that would be the second step. And if you're an advisor and you want to know more about it, there's the advisor website, and that's eyeballsadvisors.com. Eyeballsadvisors.com.
Eyeballsadvisors.com. Okay, perfect. Is there a cost to the app?
The cost is determined by the broker dealer and not by us. It's averaging around $9 a month per household. I can't quote an exact price because it could vary a little bit, but that's been the average of the usage of the Eyeballs app.
So it's
eyeballsfinancial.com.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure everybody heard it. Hey, Mitchell, I want to thank you for being here and sharing this with us. An app like that can help people who are in debt. It can help seniors better understand what's going on without having to have their glasses on, because it'll interact with them. But more importantly, it'll enable somebody to, when they have a thought and they're thinking about their finances and they want to talk to their advisor or have a question over their advisor, they can just type it in there, speak it in there, and their advisor will get that question and be able to respond. It's better than thinking, hey, I got to remember what I was thinking about and talk to my financial advisor, and then you forget about it and it's important. So I think it's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, it cuts down on phone tag too, quite a bit.
Nobody likes phone tag. Mitchell, I want to thank you for joining the show today. I wish you well. We'd like to possibly have you in down the road if there's any updates to the Eyeball app.
You got it. Yeah, we're always, you know, improving it. So thank you.
Thank you, Mitchell. Hold on right there. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with some more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I would truly want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends and family and associates know about the show. All the replays are available on savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Spotify, Apple Play. You'll never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio, New York City, E360 TV. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. Also, follow us on Facebook. Join the Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club at savingwithsteve.us. You can get all the replays, exclusive access to our shows, videos, guest gifts, the whole shot. I do want to thank Mitchell Morrison for being on the show. But now I want to talk about a topic that has become very, very, very significant in this day and age, where we've been seeing over the last 3 years, inflation plus a flat market has created some issues for a lot of people that are retired. There are a number of people have been reaching out to our show, and they're in their 62, 63, 64. They started Social Security, and now they found out because inflation's up almost 20%, the cost of living's up almost 20% in the last 3 years. Credit card debt payment bills are up. So all those things are going up on them. They're going, hey, I'm going to have to go back to work. And they're trying to figure out, how does it affect me if I'm taking Social Security? Well, let's talk about that. First of all, if you're past the full retirement age, which is either 66 in a number of months or 67, depending on when you're born, you don't have anything to worry about. Okay. Keep your Social Security. You keep making as much money as you like. Go to town. Okay. But if you're 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, and you're more than a year away from your full retirement age, you could have some issues. So if you're more than a full year away of your full retirement age, and you make more than $21,240 on a side job, self-employed job, side gig, W-4, for every $2 you got, for every $2 you go over that Social Security threshold of $21,240, you're going to lose $1 in Social Security. Next, if you're within 1 year of taking your Social Security, so 360 days, okay? And you make more than $56,250, for every $3 you make over, you're going to lose $1 in Social Security. Okay, that's $1 in Social Security for every $3 or over. So think about that. If you're getting $20,000 a year in Social Security and you make $20,000 over that threshold, you're giving half of your Social Security back to the government. Okay. So it's very important you understand that impact. Now, there's a caveat. If you started taking Social Security and it's only been 12 months or less, you have the ability to withdraw your Social Security, your request for benefits for the Social Security. Okay. And if you do that, you'll have to pay back whatever you've received so far, but then you can start earning again. You can keep earning and it won't impact your Social Security. In fact, your Social Security will go up because you're putting more money into Social Security and all that kind of good stuff. Okay. Two, if you're at full retirement age or past full retirement age, but not at the age of 70 yet, you have the ability to suspend your Social Security benefits. You don't have to pay anything back, but you won't receive your Social Security benefits. The other thing, if your wife is receiving spousal benefits, she won't receive the spousal benefits. If your kids are receiving benefits based off yours, they're not going to receive the benefits if you suspend those benefits, but you'll get delayed retirement credits, which means for every month you delay those benefits, your Social Security will increase all the way up until the age of 70. So it's really very important that you understand what's going on there. Now, one of the biggest failures in retirement is not knowing or taking on too much risk in retirement, you know, especially from portfolios that are designed to create interest or income. You know what? Your total return should be comprised of interest and dividends, as well as growth options, okay, to grow your portfolio, because you want to maintain your lifestyle with the ones that are designed to create income for you. But you also want to be able to get a measure of growth, because you got to remember that growth is going to go, it could be a loss or it could be a gain. So if you're maintaining your income, so for example, we just spoke with somebody and she needs an extra, let's say, for example, she needs an extra $10,000 a year. Okay. And she has $400,000 worth of income and she's worried about the market because most people are expecting it to go down in the next 6 months. Okay. Because the rising interest rates and all those bubbles that are going on economically. So what we've done is we've created a guaranteed income on a portion of her assets to support that income. And it's principally protected, has significant downside protection. So if something happens, they're going to be okay. But on the other side, we just got it set up for growth. So a portion of it's set up to create lifestyle and a portion of it set up to create growth. Now, sometimes that growth goes down a little bit, sometimes it goes up, but they're always going to have their lifestyle. Too many people nowadays only focus on that growth. Remember when I said total return equals income, which is interest and dividends, plus growth, whether capital growth or loss? It's two components. The big issue is most of you are listening to me today. You know what? For the last 30 years, you've been totally focused on growth. And here's why. You had a job to support your lifestyle. So things could just grow. And when you put money in that 401k, if the market was down, you bought more. If the market was up, you bought less. Okay? And you focused on growth because that's what you should be. But when you get 5 years from retirement or get into retirement, you've now got to make that transition to make sure you don't put your income at risk, but it's still getting that growth component. So that way you could support your income and the growth component. More importantly, you can maintain your lifestyle and maintain the asset that you have. So think about that. If you were just invested in the S&P 500 between 2000 and 2022, you would and had $1 million and took out $40,000 a year, followed that 4% rule, you would only have about a third of it less. That's just a little over 20 years later. And that's because the sequence of returns, when you got $1 million, it just lost 20%. Now it's 800,000, but now you got to take $40,000 out of it. Now it's 760 and the market doesn't go anywhere the next year. So you're now at 720 and it goes and go anywhere the next year. And now you're at 680. Now the market goes up, but you have to earn a lot more, in some case, almost double what you lost to get back where it's even, especially even more if you're taking out income. So for example, think of this. Everybody on this call, the market's been basically gone sideways since November of 2021. So if you've withdrawn money anytime in the last 2.5 years, your value is likely to be the same, but then reduced by the amount you had to withdraw, whether it be a required minimum distribution or a just regular withdrawal to support your lifestyle. And I think it's very, very important you understand how Social Security fits in there, because you want to make sure you get the most out of your Social Security. There's been people we've talked about that made significant Social Security decisions that impacted their lifetime, over their lifetime, 20 years, $100,000, $200,000. You know what? Just by understanding how to do spousal benefits, divorce benefits, widow benefits, just understanding how those work and how they impact you could be the difference of $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 over your lifetime. So you really want to pay attention to all that. Hey, folks, I want to thank you for joining us today. We had Michelle Morrison talking about the Eyeballs app. You really want to check that out for your education, transparency, the whole shot. And then also if your firm you work with has that, so you can communicate better with your advisor. Secondly, if you're considering looking at Social Security, and you're already taking Social Security and looking at going back to work, hey, think about that as well. I want to thank you for joining us today on Saving with Steve.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.